This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. An attacker fatally knifed several people in a Sydney mall in the beachside suburb of Bondi on Saturday. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo has more.
According to the police, the assailant was shot by a police officer after he attacked shoppers in the busy Westfield Bondi Junction shopping center. Reese Colmenares, an eyewitness who hid in a hardware store with 20 others, said she saw a baby being taken to an ambulance.
Oh, the mother was terrified. People were coming out and screaming, like, stabbing, stabbing.
New South Wales Police Commissioner Karen Webb.
We know a little bit about this person, but as I said, we're waiting to confirm his identification. If, in fact, it is the person that we believe it is, then we don't have fears for that person holding an ideation. In other words, that it's not a terrorism incident.
Australia has some of the world's toughest gun and knife laws, and attacks such as the one on Saturday are rare.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. Israeli Chief Military Spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said in a statement released by the Israeli Army on Saturday that Iran would bear consequences for any escalation in the region.
Iran will bear the consequences for choosing to escalate the situation any further. Israel is on high alert. We have increased our readiness to protect Israel from further Iranian aggression. We are also prepared to respond. The Israel Defense Forces prepared for all scenarios, and we will take the necessary steps, together with our allies, to protect the people of Israel.
The statement was sent after the statement was made in reference to the seizure of a vessel between the United Arab Emirates and Iran. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. One person was killed and 10 others injured on Friday in the southern Turkish province of Antalya after a cable car cabin collided with a broken pole, the Interior Ministry said on Saturday. Lauren Anthony from Reuters reports.
The incident saw nearly 200 passengers trapped in 24 cabins stranded in the air. Over 100 people had been rescued. The Disaster and Emergency Management Authority's chairman said none of those waiting to be rescued had critical injuries or were in poor health. In a statement on social media platform X, the Interior Ministry said several helicopters and more than 500 rescue workers were carrying out rescue efforts. A video released by the Interior Ministry showed rescue personnel tied to safety ropes climbing into cabins.
Lauren Anthony from Reuters. Chinese state media reports a top-ranking official has reaffirmed ties with North Korea during a meeting with the country's leader Kim Jong-un in the capital Pyongyang. The visit by Chao Dai-ji, who ranks third in the ruling Communist Party hierarchy and heads the ceremonial parliament, comes as tensions are again on the rise as North Korea test fires missile launches to intimidate South Korea and its allies, the United States. The Xinhua news agency reported that Zhao told Kim at their Saturday meeting that China, the North's most important source of economic aid and diplomatic support, looked forward to further developing ties but made no mention of the political situation on the peninsula. Thousands continued to flee Myanmar to Thailand after a strategically vital town near the border fell into anti-junta opposition fighters. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
A stream of people from Myanmar continued to cross over to Thailand early on Friday, a day after the strategic town of Miawadi fell to anti-junta resistance that is growing in strength. The adjoining Thai city of Mae Soo has seen almost 4,000 cross the border daily, a doubling of usual numbers as fighting in Myanmar intensifies. Those escaping fear junta airstrikes.
I am afraid. I feel safer on this side of the border.
They can't bomb Thailand.
The loss of Miawadi robs the junta of vital earnings and trade while strengthening rebel groups such as the Karen National Union, analysts say.
Sean Hogan from Reuters. Pakistani police are searching for gunmen who killed 9 people after abducting them from a bus on a highway in the country's southwest. The abduction took place Friday in Balochistan province, which has long been the scene of a separatist insurgency. Police say the gunmen stopped the bus, went through the passengers' ID cards, and took 9 people with them. Police later recovered the bodies under a bridge. Police said the gunmen had earlier opened fire at a vehicle that failed to stop for their blockade, killing 2 people. Abductions are rare in Balochistan, where militants usually target security forces or infrastructure. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.